USA Radio News.
U.S. and European leaders announced new sanctions for Russia on Wednesday. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine, banned or new investments in Russia, and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort.
Federal Reserve officials are signaling that they will take a more aggressive approach to fighting high inflation in the coming months. Those actions will make borrowing sharply more expensive for consumers and businesses, as well as heighten risks to the economy. Last month, federal officials said the aggressive half-point rate hikes could be appropriate multiple times this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking things into his own hands to secure his state's borders. Governor Abbott spoke on Wednesday.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Governor Abbott said the move is in response to the Biden administration's announcement that it will lift a pandemic-era emergency health order that allowed immigration authorities to turn away migrants at the border. Police believe at least five shooters were involved in the mass shooting in downtown Sacramento last weekend and that it was gang-related violence. Six people were killed and 12 were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Oil executives answered questions from Washington about prices and price gouging.
On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation's CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel, and we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats, without proof, accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A man who moved into his daughter's dorm at Sarah Lawrence College and charmed her schoolmates has been convicted of charges that he exploited the close-knit group of friends for power, cash, and sex. During Lawrence Ray's trial, jurors heard weeks of testimony from witnesses who accused him of exploiting the youngsters for more than a decade. It may be time to play ball, but one in four fans of Major League Baseball feel at least some anger toward the sport after its first work stoppage in a generation. According to an Associated Press poll, 27% of Americans say they're currently a fan of MLB, with younger Americans less likely than older ones to say they're fans. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.